from the Massachusetts Supreme Court, a ruling on posthumous conception. The court decided yesterday that two babies conceived with frozen sperm after their father died are his legal heirs. In announcing its ruling, the Massachusetts Supreme Court chided state lawmakers for not dealing with such questions themselves. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, legal disputes involving new reproductive technology are becoming more and more common, but politicians are reluctant to deal with them.
The highest court in Massachusetts has had to deal lately with some of the most vexing questions regarding new reproductive technologies. First, there was the case of the couple who froze an embryo and then divorced. She wanted to use the embryo to make a baby, but he didn't, and the court said she couldn't force the man to become a father. Then there was the case of the genetic parents who wanted their name on their baby's birth certificate instead of the surrogate mother's. The court allowed it. And yesterday, the case of the twin girls conceived with frozen sperm from a man who had already died. The girls had applied through their mother for Social Security survivor benefits, and the government refused. The court said the babies are the legal heirs of the dead man, but based the decision on a law that's more than a century and a half old, written when it would have been hard to even imagine the creative ways that babies are made today. The court was clearly uncomfortable making the call. Wendy Murphy is a law professor at the New England School of Law.
The court is loath to make such an important decision without feeling like it has good legislative guidance. But having done it time and time again, the court is literally screaming in their decisions now for the legislature to get involved.
In the court's words, the questions in this case cry out for lengthy, careful examination outside the adversary process and should reflect the considered will of the people. The justice's frustration is echoed by other courts around the nation. For example, the Kentucky High Court has said that trying to decide these issues within existing law is like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
We basically have a Model T laws trying to keep up with a space-age technology.
Lori Andrews is a professor at Chicago Kent School of Law. She says part of the problem is that lawmakers don't realize how widespread high-tech baby-making has become.
Right now, more children are created through reproductive technologies such as in vitro fertilization, sperm donation, and posthumous conception than are available for traditional adoption. And yet, every state has a long law dealing with adoption, and very few have tackled the issues around reproductive technologies.
For example, Texas, North Dakota, and Virginia have laws dealing with posthumous conception, and just a couple of states have laws to deal with disputes over who controls a frozen embryo. University of Southern California law professor Alex Capron says reproductive technology is the ultimate political hot potato, touching on everything from parents and children's rights to abortion.
There are any number of bizarre circumstances that would try the wisdom of King Solomon, and I think a lot of legislators have just decided that it's a mare's nest that they would rather stay out of.
Indeed, as Professor Wendy Murphy puts it, many lawmakers see it as a lose-lose proposition.
In a very simple sense, there are no votes to be gained by jumping into this area. No matter how much the Supreme Court yells at them to make this area of the law clearer, they're not doing it, and it's because they don't really see much in it for them.
But some lawmakers say the issue is so complex they probably couldn't come up with broad, sweeping language that would be effective even if they wanted to. Massachusetts State Senator Cheryl Jakes says some of these questions are better off being decided by the courts.
I think there's so many variables in a lot of these cases that to write a black and white law is very, very tough. You know, there are so many things on that checklist that a court can ask that a legislature can't. You know, what was the intent of the donor? What was the understanding? You know, all of those questions may lead to a conclusion that only the courts can get us to.
Some national groups have come up with model legislation that would govern some of the issues, but so far few states are biting. But as Massachusetts High Court suggests, the pressure is only going to mount. As technologies advance, the justice is right, the number of children they produce will continue to multiply, and so too will the complex moral, legal, social, and ethical questions that surround their births. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.